Okay, is this where I give a sermon? Anybody know where that control is? No? Never mind. Have you ever wondered why God told Moses that he had to take off his shoes because he was on holy ground? Because he was wearing shoes like mine, Margaret said. Well, I've lost control again. Never had it, thank you. You're right. Never had it, thankfully. Thank you, Lord. It was because there may have been other reasons, but you know what Moses did for a living in those days? He was a shepherd. Why do shepherds wear sandals and shoes? Use your imagination. What do sheep do after they eat? It's what the ground is like. It's one of the reasons why we wear shoes, because if we didn't, our feet would get all of the dirt of the world on them. And sheep stuff, too, if they're goose for us out here. And so the shoes of Moses, like our shoes in many ways, really pick up the dirt of the world. So let's take our shoes off. There you go. Ray only has to take off one shoe. Those of you who don't know, Ray only has one leg from the knee down. The other one is plastic. So he just took off his leg there instead of his shoe. I don't know. Uh-huh. Francis McNutt, who is an Episcopal priest in Florida, he and his wife run what's called Christian Healing Ministries, has written a book, which is in your bibliography if you're here at the conference, called Overcome by the Spirit. This is the book. And it's a discussion of what it is that is happening when we see people swoon or when we see people resting in the Spirit. And rightfully, I think people ask whether it's biblical and whether it's of the Lord. I think those are questions that we should ask about anything that we do in our worship. We should ask them even about our traditions. Do they honor the Lord? Are they biblical? I think they're actually okay if you can't find scripture for them, as long as they honor the Lord. Well, before Francis became an Episcopal priest and married Judith, he was a Roman Catholic priest and a member of the Dominican order. There was another famous preacher named John Towler, famous in Cologne, the city of Cologne. He was also a Dominican and well known among the Dominicans because of his fame in preaching. When Francis read this story about John Towler, just as he was entering the Dominican order, and it cut him to the quick, and here's what it says. I'll read you what Francis said. John Towler was a famous preacher in Cologne who noticed one day that a layman had been taking notes on his sermons. When John pressed this man to say what he really thought of his preaching, the layman was reluctant to speak. Finally, he said that in his opinion, John was like the Pharisees of old, who operated more out of pride of intellect than by the light of the Spirit. I mean, hope I'm not giving anybody any ideas here. John naturally was cut to the heart. After an interior struggle, he offered to take the unusual action, especially in that age, and I would say, and especially for a priest, of submitting himself to the layman's direction. This man promptly told John to stop preaching and retire to pray and study for a time. When John, the most popular preacher of Cologne, dropped out, his Dominican brothers thought he had gone crazy. One day, as John Toller was praying, he heard with his bodily ears. Have we found out what that is? One day, as John Toller was praying, he heard with his bodily ears a voice that said, "Stand fast in thy peace and trust in God. And remember that when he was here on earth in his human nature, he cured men of bodily sickness. He also made them well in their souls." The moment these words were spoken, he lost all sense and reason and knew not whether he was carried away nor how. Him. All his interior and outward faculties were conscious of a new, he had clear perceptions of many things and alien to him. His response to this event was significant. "This I say to thee, that now, for as formerly the letter had somewhat killed thee, so now shall the same make thee alive. Now the teaching come God the Holy Ghost, whereas it was from the flesh. Now thou hast the light of the Holy God, and hast the whole Scriptures in thee. Thou hast now a great advantage, and in the future far more than thou shalt understand the Scriptures. For thou knowest, though not, that this is seen to contradict himself. But in the light of the Holy Ghost thou hast received divine grace, Scripture in thyself. Understand that all Scripture hath the same meaning, and itself contradictory." In short, was what today might be termed slain in the Spirit. He was touched by God in an experiential way for the first time, and received the gift of understanding. In time, the layman gave him permission to begin preaching again. Some 2 years after he had gone into seclusion and silence. During his first sermon, Toller started weeping so profusely that he had to stop his sermon, for which he was further ridiculed by his Dominican brothers. After a while, he got up the courage to try again. This time he preached with such effect that when the sermon was over, Master Toller went and offered Mass, but fully 40 men stayed behind in the churchyard, lying as it were in a swoon. Now the man who had previously given counsel to the Master, when he learned of this, told the Master of it, and when Mass was over to the churchyard, he might see these people ailed them. But while this was being had and gone, all but 12 who still lay there. Then the Master said to the man, "Dear son, what men?" Then one, but they moved very little and lay there almost as if they were dead. This was a very strange thing to the Master, for he had never seen the like before. Then the man said, "These men are still alive, and I beg thee to have them carried under shelter, lest by exposure to the night air and by lying on the cold earth they should catch cold." And so the Master had them carried to a warm place. The layman then explained that this was a way and a time that the Lord reached those who had not been able to be reached before. Because the Master Toller had given himself. In Exodus 31:16 it says this, "The people of Israel must keep the Sabbath day forever. It is a permanent sign of my covenant with them. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, but he rested on the seventh day and was refreshed." And Job 29:19 says this, "For I am like a tree whose roots reach the water, whose branches are refreshed with the dew. New honors are constantly bestowed on me, and my strength is continually renewed." And Psalm 84 says this, "Happy are those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. It's followed there by the word Selah. Happy are those who are strong in the Lord, who set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs, where pools of blessing collect after the rains. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. O Lord God Almighty, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Israel. And then again, Selah, when spontaneous praise was raised from their lips. And then, O Lord God Almighty, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Israel. And then again, Selah. O God, look with favor upon the King, our protector. Have mercy on the one you have anointed. A single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our light and our protector. He gives us grace and glory. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those who do what is right. O Lord Almighty, happy are those who trust in you. And then these two verses, finally, from Proverbs 11:19. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And Proverbs 18:4, a person's words can be life-giving water. Words of true wisdom are as refreshing as a bubbling brook. God told us that we are to rest and be renewed. We are never in our lives to be so busy, even in His service, that we do not set time aside to be refreshed and renewed by Him. The only strength we ever have is His. And the only way that strength comes to us is when in our weakness we go to Him for refreshing. As I prayed with the worship team this morning, I was reminded that when Paul prayed the prayer, that his strength was fulfilled in weakness. The word that he used there, a Greek word, it's the only time that it appears anywhere in Scripture, is the same word, in fact the same sound, as the Hebrew word, which means the Shekinah glory of God. So when Paul said, "In my weakness I am strengthened," he was refreshed by the very presence and glory of God. And this is what Paul's Lord and our Lord desires for each one of us. Amen.